You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. And just like we're learning more about the human microbiome, the vast collection of bacteria, fungi, and viruses that live within us and all over us, researchers are also studying the microbiomes of buildings. Yeah, buildings like your office building and your house. Here's Joan Bennett. She is a fungal geneticist at Rutgers University.
People over the millennia have designed buildings in different ways. We enclose them in different ways. We use different building materials. We bring water into these buildings in various ways. Storms can damage our buildings in various ways. And all of these different parameters can lead to strange changes in the microbial populations within the buildings.
Bennett got interested in the microbiome of buildings back in 2005. She was living in New Orleans at the time, and her house was totally flooded during Hurricane Katrina.
When I went home, I actually sampled my house the way microbiologists do, and I've been studying the molds that were contaminating my own home just about ever since.
She's now leading an ongoing study by the National Academies of Sciences. It's called Microbiomes of the Built Environment. What they are looking for is how these organisms that are present in buildings impact our health. Water is often an enemy, not just during floods.
There's kind of a phrase that people in the building sciences will use flippantly, just add water. And if you add water to what otherwise might be a not very rich habitat for microbes, sort of a microbial desert, it can turn into a microbial jungle, as happened to my home in New Orleans.
Think about your office building or the last hotel you stayed at. The windows didn't open, right? That's true for most modern buildings. And strange things can grow in air vents. There's also the cubicle dwellers. We all shed skin constantly, and we're spreading certain pathogens. And Bennett says a bad mix of these microbes can hurt people. Allergies can get worse. We know about Legionnaire's disease. And then there is a hazy area of something called sick building syndrome, where people just feel unwell.
These disease conditions, which I do believe exist, are fuzzy. We don't entirely understand them. We believe that there is almost certainly an association with microbiology.
So what helps? She says common sense stuff like good airflow, dry conditions, general cleanliness, and get this, just like there's an exploding market of probiotics for people, there are already products out there to improve the microbiome of buildings. And people in the field refer to them as yogurt for buildings. But Bennett says, don't buy them yet.
Those of us who've looked at the field think it's too early to start spraying mixtures of bacteria and fungi into our environments to keep them healthy. But I wouldn't be surprised, after we've learned more, if there will be the development of products like that that are, let's say, less shady than some of the ones that are already on the market.
Joan Bennett is a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and she's leading a National Academies of the Sciences study on the microbiome of built environments.